You know, sometimes I have to remind myself to maintain proper perspective as a person who believes in protecting innocent lives. And by perspective, I mean, we have to remember what are the actual largest threats against the health and safety of, let's say, just innocent children. And it's very easy, because of current events, it's very easy to focus on things like, you know, the bombing in Gaza, the Israel committing genocide. But, you know, there's another kind of Holocaust taking place, which is the vaccine Holocaust, and the pharmaceutical Holocaust that targets children and women and senior citizens, etc. And, you know, it's a morbid topic to talk about this, like, you know, which entity is actually killing more innocent people, which entity is causing more pain and suffering and death. And, you know, it's a sad conversation because this is happening in our world. But as much as I see lots and lots of people speaking out against Israel's actions, I don't see very many people, at least not as many, speaking out against Big Pharma. And I'm guilty of that too, because it's easy for our focus to be shifted on something that's just sort of more, you know, camera ready violence, let's say, because you can see the images of the children being, you know, dismembered, etc., losing their limbs and losing their lives, because there are videos and horrifying images coming out of Gaza. But what we don't see are the children who are being made autistic as they are vaccinated and their brains are poisoned by those vaccines. Because that's silent, you know, it's invisible. And when children are poisoned with antidepressant drugs, you know, that's silent. You can't take a photo of the brain damage that's happening, but it's there and it's very real. So when you start to look at the actual numbers, this violence against humanity, Big Pharma vastly outpaces the IDF. So the numbers coming out of Gaza are very difficult to nail down what's accurate. I think they range on the low side from maybe 40 or 50,000 civilian casualties in Gaza to, on the high side, closer to 400,000, according to a recent study that's affiliated with Harvard and was talking about that there are 400,000 missing Palestinians, possibly many of them buried under rubble because of the incessant bombing by the IDF. And those numbers are absolutely horrifying, especially considering the relatively small population size of Gaza. As I understand it, was something like 2 million perhaps before the recent events since October 7th. But in terms of raw numbers in the United States, there are at least several hundred thousand Americans killed every year by doctor-prescribed pharmaceuticals because of the harm of allopathic medicine. And that was true even before the COVID vaccines came along. That was true before mRNA. So you start to add mRNA into the picture and the COVID jabs, and then reliable numbers from researchers like Ed Dowd and others show that there have been probably approaching 1.5 million Americans killed by those jabs alone. Now, that's spanning several years. So possibly, I'm just taking a guess, but the annual vaccine fatality numbers in America might be 250,000. So you add that to the prescription medication deaths in America, which are also approaching 250,000 annually. And those are non-vaccine prescription medications. You combine those two, it's very likely we're looking at the fact that modern Western medicine, which is allopathic medicine focused largely on vaccines, medications, surgery, radiation, with iatrogenic deaths, is what it's called, death by medicine, you're looking at about 500,000 Americans per year killed by that system. That's much larger than even the high estimates of the number of people killed in Gaza, although, of course, percentage-wise, it's very different because the population of the United States is 338 million people versus Gaza's 2 million people. So percentage-wise, obviously, it's much more dangerous to be bombed by Israel than it is to be treated by your doctor. I mean, that should be obvious, but it's still very dangerous to be treated by a conventional doctor, and they do still manage to kill probably 500,000 Americans a year. Now, to put that into perspective, that's about 10 times the number of Americans that were killed in the entire Vietnam War, spanning 9 or 10 years, which was roughly a little over 50,000 Americans killed in that entire conflict. So you could say that the medical system in America is inflicting upon the American people the equivalent of about 10 Vietnam Wars per year, every year, year after year. And that is not slowing down. And then if you take that number of 500,000 a year and you stretch it out to 10 or 12 years, well, at 12 years, you have 6 million deaths, which is the number that's often cited by historians, often without substantiating strict evidence, by the way. But it's a number that's often cited as the number of Jews killed in the Holocaust, 6 million. You've heard that number. Well, every decade or a little over a decade, there are 6 million Americans killed by the medical system. And that goes on and on and on every decade. So it's a very realistic statement to say that your doctor, if he or she is a conventional doctor, your doctor has probably killed far more people than any Jew, shall we say, for those who want to, you know, single out Jews, which I think it's inaccurate, because actually a lot of Jews around the world disagree with what Israel is doing and strongly disagree. There are many Jewish groups that are completely opposed to Israel's war on Gaza. So I don't think it's correct to blame all Jews for the actions of Netanyahu and his war criminal cabal, what have you. But even so, your doctor has probably killed more people even than any IDF soldier. So if you really want to talk about who's dishing out mass death on planet Earth, sadly, there are many candidates for that. And yes, some of them might be soldiers. Some of them are committing genocide. But there's an entire profession, which is doctors in mainstream medicine, that continues to routinely kill people decade after decade with virtually no outcry around the world. You know, there was that singer that was on stage in, was it near London? I forgot where it was. That was chanting death to the IDF, right? And that singer, Vilan, I still don't know how to pronounce his name. But that singer has been, censored and banned everywhere. All his concerts have been canceled. I mean, talk about cancel culture. He got hit with big time cancel culture. So he's shouting death to the IDF and gets canceled. But there are doctors every day that commit homicide against children and women and senior citizens using vaccines and pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy and radiation. And they are never canceled. In fact, they get reimbursed by insurance. The insurance companies pay them. They financially reward them. And in many cases, they get rewarded by the government for achieving vaccine injection milestones. In other words, the more children they murder, the more they get paid. Think about that. And where's the outcry against that? Where are the celebrities speaking out against that ongoing, I don't know, you can't really call it a genocide in medicine because it's not specific to one certain ethnic group, but it is a Holocaust. The scale of it makes it a medical Holocaust or a vaccine Holocaust against human beings. And yet, that murder is sanctioned by state medical boards. So in every state in America, there's a medical board that sanctions the continual poisoning and murder of children in America. So for those of you who are outraged about what Israel is doing, and I'm in that group as well, we have to remind ourselves there's a Holocaust happening right here at home every day, in every hospital, in every medical clinic, in every pharmacy. There's a Holocaust of death and destruction against children happening right here in America that almost nobody talks about. And during COVID, don't forget, hospitals were financially incentivized to carry out homicide in order to produce larger, you know, COVID fatality numbers. They would just literally murder patients and say, well, they died from COVID. See how bad COVID is? You better get vaccinated. And then people would die from vaccines. So understand that as much as the war crimes that Israel is committing in Gaza, as much as those are government-sanctioned crimes or government-sanctioned genocide, in America, we have state-sanctioned homicide. It's called healthcare. So, and again, I'm reminding myself of this as much as you. We need to keep all of this in mind. If our goal is to prevent as many deaths as possible, if our goal is to save as many lives, or at least do our best to bring awareness to what's wrong in the interests of helping people be healthier, be happier, be more alive, in the interests of compassion and empathy and the universal understanding that all human beings are children of God and that all human beings have the right to live without war and violence inflicted upon them. If we believe those things, and I do very strongly, then we have to shout out and speak out about the Western medical cartel that is far worse than the Zionist cabal in terms of the number of people they slaughter on an annual basis. Far worse. So one person says the IDF, and I say the AMA. You know, one person says, what about Mossad over here? And I'm like, what about the CDC? The CDC has intelligence officers. Did you know that? The CDC is kind of like Mossad for the vaccine industry, you could say, really. I mean, the CDC is an evil terror regime that runs false flag operations in the United States in order to convince more people to take more deadly depopulation bioweapons jabs. That's the CDC's job. And again, it's sad that for every evil that you can name from Israel's current government, and let's pray that things change for the better there, but for every evil you can name there, I can name a corresponding evil in America, in the government, or in the medical system. You know, right? So you can say, well, the IDF bombs hospitals in Gaza. Yeah, they do. But in hospitals in America, they commit homicide against entire floors of patients. So, yeah, there's not a big fiery explosion, but the hospitals are sort of bombing their own patients with things like ventilators or remdesivir or vaccines or what have you. So it's just a different form of mass violence. Neither one of which is acceptable, obviously, speaking from a point of view of morality or ethics, but they are both happening. You know, Israel murders Palestinians and calls it self-defense. The CDC pushes the mass murder of Americans and calls it, epidemiological defense or, you know, pandemic defense. But it's the same mindset. It's a mindset of satanic slaughter or a ritualistic blood slaughter of innocent human beings. And who are the victims of all of this? As you might suspect, the victims are the ones who are least capable of defending themselves. Children, women, elderly, sometimes doctors or ambulance drivers. These are the victims. And in both cases, all of these policies of mass homicide and genocide and slaughter are enforced through government censorship. So during COVID, you weren't allowed to question vaccines at all. You'd be deplatformed. You'd be completely blacklisted, as I was. Just like right now, if you criticize Israel, well, you're also completely censored. You are defunded, demonetized, blacklisted, all of it. That's happening right now. Trump is actually pushing that. Massive censorship of anybody who criticizes Israel, just like we had massive censorship of anybody who criticized vaccines. Think about it. It's exactly the same playbook. And what's even more frightening in all of this is if you are a reasonable, principled person and you say things like, hey, it's wrong to kill children with vaccines, or it's wrong to bomb children with bombs, then you are considered to be a heretic. You're either anti-science or anti-Semitic. You see how that works? That's how you're labeled. Oh, you're anti-science. You don't believe in vaccines? Or, oh, you're anti-Semitic. You don't believe we should bomb all the people that are not God's chosen people? Right? Same insanity. Which leads you to the conclusion, all of us, that we live in a world run by insane sociopathic mass murderers who pretend to be government officials or military officials or corporate leaders, etc. They are insane mass murderers, and they gain power through mass death and destruction and ritualistic bloodletting and killing of innocent lives. So, all that said, with a giant sigh, if you don't want to be part of a system of ritualistic murder, you need to exit that system. Break the chains, exit the system, decentralize your life. For example, you need to get as far away as possible from Western medicine, hospitals and doctors and vaccines, pharmacies, etc. Get as far away as you can. Did you know that there's now a legal precedent on the books that says if you walk into a hospital, you give legal consent for them to kill you? Yeah, that's actually a judge's conclusion in a recent court case involving an autistic young woman who was murdered by the hospital, even against the desperate pleas of her parents. The hospital medically kidnapped her and murdered her. And when the parents sued, the judge said, well, just by entering the hospital alone, you give consent for any procedure, including procedures that kill you. So do you understand that just by stepping foot in a hospital, you give them permission to sacrifice you to death? That's true. That is legally true as of right now. So don't step foot in a hospital if you can help it. Now, obviously there are cases if you've been in a motorcycle accident or whatever, like what are you riding motorcycles for? If you've been in a motorcycle accident, you need to go to the ER because, you know, your knee's all torn up or whatever. Yeah, okay. I understand. And Western medicine's very good at, you know, emergency care, right? Trauma care. Very good at that. Maybe the best in the world. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's understandable. Because what are your choices at that point, right? I mean, you're bleeding, you know, your ligaments are torn up, your bones are broken. Yeah, you're going to need to go to a hospital. But if you don't have a situation like that, yeah, don't go. If you go, they might kill you. And if your family sues, the judge is just going to say, well, you went there. What did you expect? You know, you went there. Of course they're going to kill you. They're killers. That's what they do. So same thing with war. You know how you can opt out of war? Well, one simple thing you can do is stop investing in corporations that manufacture weapons. So take all your money out of any funds that invest in the stocks of weapons manufacturers. And then you can speak out against the wars. You just use your voice. You don't have to even go anywhere and protest. In order to have some impact, you can speak out online. Just make your voice heard. You can record videos. You can upload them to Brighteon.com or, you know, TikTok or whatever. Make pro-peace TikTok videos. Some of those are very popular. There's a lot of things that you can do without putting your physical body at risk. So think about all of those things and call for peace, and I hope that you would tend to support politicians who themselves also support peace. And there are people like that. Dennis Kucinich is one of them, for example. And I've interviewed Dennis Kucinich several times, and I'm going to invite him back. A former Democrat, ran as an independent. I donated to his campaign. I did, yep. And I would have voted for him, but I didn't live in his state. but I supported him because he was pro-peace. It's, you know, sometimes it's a really simple decision. And then above all, you can opt out of vaccines, you can opt out of pharmaceuticals, you can opt out of dangerous Western doctors. You can visit naturopaths instead. You can choose healthier foods, cleaner foods. You can choose functional foods, nutritional supplements, alternative medicine. You could choose homeopathy or Chinese medicine or herbology, acupuncture. You could get more exercise. You could get more sunlight. You could use infrared therapy. There are 1,000 things that you could do to opt out of the death-based medical system. And to the extent that you do these things, you will be healthier, you will be happier, and you will help spread the light of truth and health and joy to a world that is suffering so much from death and pain and darkness, right? So be the light of the world. Be the light that you want to see in the world. Start with yourself. Transform yourself. Transform your financial habits. Get out of the system that is a death cult system. I mean, think about this. The war industry, the pharmaceutical industry, right? It's all a satanic death cult just expressed through different means. It's all about killing people, sometimes with bombs, sometimes with jabs, sometimes with chemotherapy, sometimes with famine, sometimes starvation, but it's all a satanic death cult. You can opt out of that system and you can live closer to the life that God intended for you, where you will be happier and healthier and more wise and just more joyful in your life. And these are the principles that I've been teaching for 25 years now. And they're more true today than they ever have been. Or I should say, it's more critical to embrace these concepts today than it ever has been. Because we're inundated by so much violence and we're inundated by so much propaganda and fear. Oh, we have to bomb them before they bomb us. We have to kill them before they kill us. You know, we have to all get injected before we die. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. We don't have to bomb anybody. We don't have to inject anybody. You don't have to take any vaccines to be healthy at all, period. You shouldn't be taking any vaccines. In fact, the only rational position is to be an anti-vaxxer, to be entirely opposed to all medical vaccines. That's the only rational position. I mean, look, yeah, I had some vaccines as a child, and I don't remember when was the last time I had to have vaccines. I mean, I don't know, maybe when I was a teenager or something. But since then, of course, I've had no vaccines. I don't take any pharmaceuticals. The only thing that I do take is ivermectin from time to time. If I begin to get symptomatic from anything, I take ivermectin. I take one 12 milligram pill. I sleep it off, and the next day, everything's fine. That's the way it's been. Not afraid of pandemics because I know they're fake. Not afraid of cancer because I drink anti-cancer foods in my smoothies every single day, and I know how to beat cancer 25 different ways and beyond. The system has lost its fear grip over my psyche, and you can achieve the same thing. And, you know, you look at me, I'm in my mid-50s. I don't look anything like what most people in their mid-50s look like if they're living on pharmaceuticals and, you know, doing chemo and doing vaccines. They look like they're on death's bed, frankly. People who take a lot of prescription drugs, even at my age, they look like they're 75, you know? It's like, what the hell happened? 55 is not an old age. 55 is still pretty young. We should be healthy at 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, etc. We should be healthy all the way up to the very day that God calls us back, whatever day that is. You can live healthy to the very last day, but you have to reject the Western medical system and Western, you know, processed food and all that garbage if you want to be healthy through your entire life. So that's what I teach, naturalnews.com. I teach it through my videos at brighteon.com. And now we've launched our new AI engine called Enoch. It's available at brighteon.ai. And it is well-versed in all kinds of amazing knowledge about herbs and nutrients and medicine and all kinds of amazing things. So you can check that out. Again, brighteon.ai is where you can find that. It's free to use. No registration required. No advertising. Completely non-commercial. It's our gift back to you to thank you for supporting us. And if you want to support us, by the way, if you're listening to this at the 4th of July weekend, well, we have a 4th of July sale event. It's healthrangerstore.com/July4, which is the numeral 4. Again, healthrangerstore.com/July4, no spaces. And you can see everything that we've got available for you. Back in stock, specials, discounts, bonuses, whatever. We've got a lot of stuff. 33% off some of the items from our featured partners as well, with smaller discounts on other items. I guess it ranges from 5% to 33%, depending on the items. But this is a rare sale, and many of these items are normally never in stock, so it's kind of rare to even find them in stock as well. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com/July4. And pray for humanity, pray for compassion, pray for a consciousness revolution that can lead to worldwide love and connection and understanding rather than the separation and the selfishness that leads to conquest or violence or war or suffering or vengeance, all those things. Those are all demonic properties or expressions of emotion. And that's not who you are. That's not who I am. We focus on love, joy, abundance, health, wealth, wellness, happiness, creativity, inspiration, divinity, all of that. Focus on those things. Exit the system, the death-based satanic medical system, which is called healthcare. And you will be a far happier and far better person as a result. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. Happy Independence Day. Look, I love this holiday because, of course, I love independence from British rule and the tyranny of the king. As an American and a Texan, of course, we are celebrating Independence Day with some specials for you. So if you go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, the numeral 4, you'll see our doorbuster specials, and you'll also see that we've got free gifts for you. For any order that's $129 or more, you got these. So these are certified organic, laboratory tested, super delicious mango and apple slices in these handy packs. And I'm actually gonna open one of these and just show you the convenience of this. I mean, think about this. How many companies actually eat the products they sell? Like, you don't see that in the military industrial complex. They're not eating cruise missiles, although maybe they should, but we eat what we sell. So here we go. These are incredibly convenient and they're super delicious snacks. These are dried certified organic mango slices, and you can just eat them like a snack. It's like candy. Oh, Rhodey, you want some too? Hey, Rhodey, you want some mango? Yeah, come on around. I'll give you some mango. Come on. Come on around. Come on, Rhodey, come on up. Yeah, come on up. Come on. Here we go. Okay, you ready for some mango? Come on up. Up, yes, good boy. Okay, you ready for some mango? Yeah, good boy, do you like the mango? He likes the mango too.
We both are loving the mango. You want some more mango? Come on up. Come on. Come on up. Okay. Good boy. You ready for some more mango? You ready? Okay. Here you go. Yay. All right. So this is incredibly delicious. It's not hard. It's not dry. It's not freeze-dried. It's dried and semi-pliable, individually packaged, really convenient. And it's apple and mango. You get both of them free when you place any order of $129 or more during our July 4th celebration sale. And that lasts all weekend through Sunday night, July 6th at midnight. We've got the Doorbuster specials at 20% off, and the Hearthfire knives. We've got another 150 of those knives available over this weekend, plus partner discounts up to 25% off. Take advantage of all of this and more through Sunday night, July 6th, just by going to healthrangerstore.com/July4. That's the numeral 4. And thank you for all your support. And you're going to love these mango slices. And I'm going to enjoy these next because you can't beat Mother Nature when it comes to nutrition and taste and the cleanliness of the organic fruit, right? It's amazing. Thank you for your support. Happy Independence Day, America. We love this country. God bless America and God bless Texas. Take care.